Genesis chapter 15. God promised to give Abram a son. Verse 1.
Later on, after Abram saved Lot, Abram had a dream, and God talked to him in that dream. God said,
Abram, don't be frightened. I will always keep you safe, so that nobody can ever hurt you, and I am going to give you lots of good things.
But Abram said,
Yes, God, you are very powerful, but look, I've got no son, so it doesn't matter what you give me. You haven't given me the one thing I really want. You haven't given me any kids. So when I die, one of my workmen will get all my things. His name is Eliezer. He is from Damascus.
Then Abram heard God talk to him again. God said,
I tell you, that workman will not get all your things after you die. I am going to give you a son, and he will get all your things after you die.
Then God took Abram outside and said,
Look up at the sky and try to count all those stars. There are a lot of stars. You can't count them all. Well, you will have a son, and later on lots of people will be born into his family, and later on they will be a real big family. And just like nobody can count the stars, nobody will be able to count all your family.
And Abram believed what God said, so God was really happy with him and told him,
You believe me. So now I'm saying you are properly good, like you never did anything wrong.
God did a ceremony to make Abram sure about his promises. Genesis chapter 15, verse 7.
Then God said to Abram,
I am your God. I am the one that brought you out of your home country, from the town called Ur, in Chaldea country. And I am going to give you this country here. It will be yours. You will own all this country.
Abram said,
I know that you are a very powerful God, but how can I be really sure that I will get all this country?
So God said to Abram,
Bring me a cow that hasn't had a baby, and a female goat, and a male sheep. All those animals have to be 3 years old. And I want you to bring me two different sorts of pigeons too.
Then Abram did what God told him. He killed those animals and birds, and he cut the animals in half. He put the halves of each animal on the ground in two lines facing each other. But he didn't cut the birds in half. Then some hawks flew down and tried to eat the animals, but Abram chased them away. While the sun was going down, Abram went to sleep. It was a strong, deep sleep. Then Abram had something like a dream. It was really dark for him, and he felt really frightened. God said to Abram,
I want you to know for sure what will happen after you get really old. You don't have to worry about anything. You see, you will live to be a very old man. And then, when you are dying, you will feel good inside, and your family will bury you right here in this country. But I have to tell you something. After you die, your family will leave this country and move to another country that belongs to other people. Your family will live in that country, and later on, the other people in that country will make your family like prisoners, and your family will have to work very hard for them. Those people will do really bad things to your family for 400 years. After that, I will save your family from that hard time, and I will punish those people for doing bad things to your family. Then your family will leave that country, and they will take a lot of animals and things with them. They will be really rich. And I will bring your family back here to this country. You see, the Amor tribe that are here in this country now, they do really bad things, and they are getting worse and worse. But I will not punish them yet. I will punish them later, after your grandkids grow up and have grandkids. Then I will do payback to the mob in this country for the bad things that they do. I will take their country from them, and I will give it to your family.
That's what God told Abram. After the sun went down and it was dark, Abram saw a bucket full of fire, with smoke coming out of it. He saw a burning stick with it. That bucket and stick moved along between the halves of those animals that Abram killed. That's how God showed Abram that he was really going to do everything that he promised. God said to him again,
I am going to give your family all this country, from the river in Egypt in the south, right up to the big river called Euphrates in the north. These are the tribes in this country now. The Ken tribe, the Keniz tribe, the Kadmon tribe, the Heth tribe, the Periz tribe, the Rephah tribe, the Amor tribe, the Canaan tribe, the Girgash tribe, the Jebus tribe. I will take this country away from all those tribes, and I will give it to your family.
God promised that to Abram.